Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Right now, though, as you heard from Billy Kelleher earlier, there's a scheme designed to ease travel being proposed by the European Commission. It's a digital certificate that could be issued to show that passengers have had a COVID vaccine, a negative test, or have recovered from a COVID-19 infection. That's a scheme that's designed for use within Europe, and it will be up to EU member states to decide whether or not to use it to regulate travel. So, could such a scheme help boost a recovery in our international tourism when such travel is allowed? Well, I'm joined now by Niall Gibbon, CEO of Tourism Ireland, to discuss this and also turning the world green for St. Patrick's Day. Niall, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We might just start with that scheme being proposed by the EU Commission today. Very interesting, I think, for a lot of people. How much of a difference could it make to our international tourism sector?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Sarah, and all your listeners. I think it's interesting. I think it's good that the European Commission are moving in the same direction, bringing the block in one direction. But this is an area that's fraught with complexity and there's devil in the detail that needs to be thrashed out. The proposal is to be discussed at a summit next week, and I think we'll need to see more detail on it. It's largely been pushed by countries in southern Europe, like Spain and Greece, who have a huge dependence on their tourism industry. But with Ireland, you know, when we look at markets like France and Italy, which are very important to us, we've seen infection rates rising again. So I think in theory, this is a good idea and it should be progressed. But I think there's devil in the detail and the jury's out just at the moment. But I mean, we look forward to seeing, you know, the connectivity getting going again in Europe in a safe way, in a way that's coordinated across the whole block.
Do you have any expectation there'll be any recovery in international tourism this year?
I think we have to remain hopeful. I mean, we've been fooled three times by this virus. We have been hopeful that we might see some recovery in quarter two. That's clearly not going to happen now. We're still hopeful that we can see some recovery in the second half of the year. Myself and our tourism minister, Catherine Martin, were on the call yesterday with 25 of the top operators in the United States, including three airlines. And the summary of that meeting, I use the word exuberance. I mean, Americans are now booking again. There's a great deal of confidence in the United States. All adults expect to be inoculated by the first week of May. And right now, the UK is the top destination that they're booking out of the US. And that's based on confidence in the vaccine programme.
Right. OK, so if we can get our vaccine programme up to speed, we could hopefully maybe capitalise on some of that, because you see research as well that shows that over half of Europeans aim to take a trip before the end of July, if it is permitted. Do you think we'll be able to tap into that pent-up demand, convince them to come here?
I think there'll be no problem convincing people to come here, but no one country can move on their own. So if one country is miles ahead of their vaccination programme, like, say, the UK, if you take them as an example, and people are talking about travelling to Turkey and Spain and Greece, well, will the UK feel confident letting those people back in? I think, again, the science hasn't really confirmed whether people can still infect when they've been inoculated or not. So there's still questions to be answered. But look, I think we have to remain hopeful, because we can't afford to give up. There are 350 million people around the globe whose livelihoods depend on the hospitality sector. 10% of the total workforce here in Ireland, over 300,000 people, are engaged in the sector. And there's no words to describe the decimation and devastation that's been experienced. So the sooner we can get back going, the better. But what our customers are telling us, because we've done a lot of market research in the area, is that they do not want to catch this virus, they don't want to bring it home, and above all, they do not want to be quarantined.
Okay, so the mandatory hotel quarantine that is due to come in has not yet been implemented here yet. A big problem then?
Well, we know that's coming. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, there won't be a tourism industry as long as we have quarantine. We saw that last year as well. I mean, people aren't going to come and find themselves, you know, locked down for 10 days. That's not what a holiday is about. So I think what we need to do is do our best to get COVID in the rearview mirror as best we can, or learn to live with it. You know, heed the medical advice that we're getting, crush the virus, and then try and move on and get the economy moving again.
St. Patrick's Day obviously would normally be a day for your agency to sell Ireland abroad, and we do so very successfully, I think, year in, year out. But this year is different. How much have you had to change the message?
A lot of the messaging has changed, and that's that we're not out there selling Ireland, per se. We're not telling people to book your trip now, which we normally would be at this time of year. But I think what we're doing is keeping the lights on for Ireland abroad, which is really, really important. Every country would give their right arm to have a day like St. Patrick's Day, because Ireland is trending around the world number one on social media, and it's for all the right reasons, which is really good. So, I mean, we continue to do certain things. For example, we have Liam Neeson produced a lovely video with us that's been out for the last number of days. We had a fantastic orchestra of light, which you'll be able to see on the 6 o'clock news this evening and 9 o'clock news, which involved working with Intel, Dublin City Council, the St. Patrick's Festival, and an amazing, it's better than any fireworks display I've ever seen, and it's been out trending globally around the world. Big news desks like CBS, CNN, all interested in carrying it on their front pages, which is fantastic. And above all then, we've got our global greening project, which started 12 years ago. It's a very modest affair. And as of last night, we had 700 sites around the globe in 66 different countries confirmed as lighting up green. So it's a great PR stunt for Ireland, and it keeps us front of mind when people will take their holidays in the future.
Yeah, the greening initiative really has been a tremendous success, hasn't it? Is it difficult to convince people to come on board with that, or how do you go about doing that?
Well, it started off in 2010, and it was our team in Sydney approached the Sydney Opera House. It was the 200th anniversary of the first reception for Irish expats held in 1810 by Governor Lachlan Macquarie, the then Governor of New South Wales. And we were surprised. I mean, it was like pushing an open door. And at a time when we were going through the global financial crisis, that picture of the Opera House green really touched a lot of people around the globe, because it reminded us of the influence and the confidence that Ireland can have in terms of the comeback. And we just decided to broaden that out from 2011 onwards. And we found places like the London Eye, the Empire State Building, and many other regular buildings that you think of. And now we've got 66 different countries. And even this year alone, we've seen the likes of Vietnam, Cuba, Panama, Egypt, Saudi Arabia come on board. And these are generally Irish people in the diaspora, in the community, that feel pride to be part of this movement. We've got great support from our colleagues in the Department of Foreign Affairs. And it's just going from strength to strength. And it means that tomorrow, on all national titles around the globe, all these photographs will be covered. You couldn't pay for the value of this. It's just terrific.
You mentioned the light show. Where can you go to watch that?
Well, the light show has been shot, so to speak. If you go on to Tourism Ireland's social media site to see it, and you'll certainly see it on the 6 o'clock news this evening at RTE and at 9 o'clock as well. We had to do it in the dark of night when people didn't know about it. It involves 500 drones going up into the air, and it's really innovative. It's really clever, and it was released to the media at midnight last night, and it is going absolutely storming at the moment across the globe.
All right, Niall Gibbons, CEO of Tourism Ireland, thank you so much for joining us this evening to talk us through all of that, and indeed, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.